So over on this side, human animal, the purpose of human animals to ensure our survival. And this aspect of ourselves operates by instinct. And we have the definition of instinct down here because we're going to be referring to it a lot today. So instinct, there's three definitions actually. An inborn tendency to behave in a way characteristic of a species, so it's not individual. Natural, unacquired mode of response to stimuli. This means it's factory installed. This is not aftermarket. This is factory installed. Guys can relate to that. The most important definition, the most useful definition for what we're doing today is a primal biological urge impelling a response which brings relief of tension. So primal comes from the prime, it means one or first. Okay, whenever we perceive a threat, our first response is going to be a biological urge, not psychological. This cannot be cured with therapy. It's biological. It's run by hormones. It's all chemicals surging through our bodies and brains. A primal biological urge impelling means driving a response, and not just any old response, a response which brings relief of tension. So what this is saying is that when we perceive a threat, our bodies instantly are releasing chemicals that are giving out instructions. And we will respond and respond and respond and respond until the tension that that threat produced in us is relieved. So when we perceive a threat, instantly our body, there's this tension. And that tension drives us to do things. One of the things that most people aren't aware of is how often we're behaving by instinct. We think we're just making choices from dawn to dark. If you want to know how often you're behaving by instinct, just notice how often you're tense. Yeah, it's not infrequent, is it? How many of you have been tense today? Yeah, instinct, right there, instinct. So a lot of what today is going to be about, in fact, this whole part of the puzzle. And again, this isn't a map. It doesn't mean that human animal's bigger than human spirit. It just means we need more room for this side because this side's way more complicated. Human animal's way more complicated. We start talking about human spirit, which is this side of the line. We start talking about human spirit, it gets very simple very fast. Okay? So this whole side of the puzzle, so this line down, let me do it like this. So this line here, okay, this side is human animal. And in this case, the female human animal. Okay? Over here, this part is going to be human spirit. Another way that I'll refer to this side is cave woman. Now, why do I say cave woman? Because our DNA, which is what transmits our instincts from one generation to the other, our DNA has changed not at all in 10,000 years. Not at all. Not at all. Our instincts have not changed one little teeny tiny bit since the beginning of civilization. It's changed only slightly, but quite significantly, 40,000 years ago. Anthropologists believe that that change is what gave us complex language, 40,000 years ago. So we're really going to be talking about cave woman. Today you will come to understand and appreciate your cave woman within. How many of you have heard that? You've heard human beings talked about as hunters and gatherers. Try this out. What if men were designed primarily to be the hunters and women were designed primarily to be the gatherers? That would explain shopping, yes? Because, you know, hunters don't shop. Gatherers shop, right? We go to the meadow and see all the possibilities. The hunter says, I need a pair of shoes. And he goes and hunts down the shoes. If he takes a gatherer with her, she says, honey, look at this shirt. This would look great on you. He says, those aren't shoes. The first thing we're going to talk about our cave woman is this section here. And this section here is all about... Okay, so the gatherer is going to be this section right here. Okay, this is going to be all about the gatherer. Including this part right here, which is the most important thing that you need to know about women, and you're about to find out in a moment. And that is how women think. And this affects everything, but the source of it is the gatherer. It comes from the gatherer. And this is going to explain so many things in life.